Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Brenda Fisher?
You got the wrong number.
Oh, I see. But maybe you can help us out. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey.
Okay.
And would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I probably will vote.
Probably, okay. And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample? 38. Oh, I'm sorry. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you, and we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
And what specifically makes you say that? In a few words.
Well, the country has gone better than it has in previous years.
Okay. Just let me record that very fast. Thank you for your opinion. And now, which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Healthcare costs, criminal justice reform and that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence, inflation and the economy, improving K-12 public school education, gun regulation and reform, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or immigration and border security. I know all are important, but the most important to you?
Climate change.
Climate change, okay. Thank you. And just let me find climate change, okay? And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the job they are doing?
I strongly approve.
And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I feel like they're getting better.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Maybe the same.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often? Often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not very often.
Okay. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country? What do you think? Much more, somewhat more, the same, somewhat fewer, or a lot fewer?
The same.
The same. And now, we're almost done with the survey. I want to thank you for your time and for your patience. I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. From 0 to 100, how would you rate that?
What was it?
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. From 0 to 100, how would you rate
that? 100.
Okay. The Democratic Party, in general, from 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
100.
Next one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
100.
Next one, the NAACP, from 0 to 100.
100.
The next one, Ron DeSantis, from 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
100.
You may use any number between 0 and 100.
Okay.
Ron DeSantis, how would you rate him?
90.
90. And Taylor Swift, from 0 to 100?
100.
Donald Trump?
0.
0. And Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100?
100.
100. Thank you so much. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Biden.
And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat, not so worried, or not at all?
Very worried.
And now I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement, okay? The first one.
Okay.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
What was it?
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or just somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat. And the next one. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And the next one. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, or disagree with that?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, no problem. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree with that one.
Okay. Is strongly or just somewhat, sorry?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. The next one, minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat, sorry?
Somewhat.
And the last three, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Strongly agree, somewhat. Sorry?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. The next one, sexism is a big problem in today's society. strongly agree, somewhat agree, or disagree with that.
What was the subject?
Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree with that.
Okay. And the last one. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat? Sorry.
Strongly.
Strongly agree. And now we're 75% of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your kindness to help us. Wrapping this up with the last few questions. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Is that strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
And now I'm going to read you two brief statements and some people have made, and please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our school libraries can carry. This is the first one. Or the second one, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. So which of these statements do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
Second one.
Much more or somewhat more, the second one?
Much more.
And I'm going to read you a short list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you think it's extremely important. 5, do you think it's somewhat important? And 0 means you don't think it's important at all, okay? The first one is traditional family values. From 0 to 10, how important do you think?
10.
Free and fair elections. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Secure borders. From 0 to 10?
10.
Affordable healthcare. From 0 to 10?
10.
A fair and equitable court system. From 0 to 10?
10.
Quality K-12 education. From 0 to 10?
What was that?
Quality K through 12 education. From 0 to 10, how important?
Oh, 10.
And religious freedom. From 0 to 10?
10.
And a strong military, how important, from 0 to 10?
10.
And finally, this is basically the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. Again, 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 somewhat agree, and 0, you do not agree with the statement at all. The first one is, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10, 10 is you strongly agree, and 0, not at all. Which number?
10. For sure.
And the last one. Okay, the last one. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own right may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10, how agree?
10.
Okay. And now sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So let me ask you again, on a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated are you in the presidential elections in November? Zero means you are not at all motivated. Okay, 10, extremely motivated. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell me what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
So far, 2019.
But yeah, but it was 1 to 11 grade, high school, graduate, some college
College.
College graduate, okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
What are my options?
Yeah. Would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Hello?
Yes, no, hello. Conservative.
Okay, conservative. And somewhat conservative or very?
Very.
Very conservative. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever? Or never?
Maybe once a week.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I live in a city, suburban now.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help and for your patience. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much.
You too. Yep.
Bye.
Bye.